Ginger, Michael, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, friends, relatives, all who mourn Marjorie's death and grieve for her loss. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In our gospel reading for today, Jesus invites those who labor and are heavy laden to come to him. In other words, he invites not those who are strong, but those who are laboring, those who are heavy laden. He does not invite those who think they have it all together, but those who labor, who are heavy laden. Nor does he say that you can come to him to get a little help, to go in the right direction, and that you can make it the rest of the way to heaven by your own determination. No, the Lord invites all who are weary and are heavy laden, those who recognize that they cannot, that things are not right in the world, that they are sinners, and they recognize that in Jesus, and in Jesus alone, can they find rest. Pure and perfect and complete rest. That only in Jesus can they find life and healing and forgiveness for their sins. That Jesus alone, the one who has gone into death and has risen from the dead, as God in human flesh to pay for our sins, is the one and the only one who can open the way to eternal life in heaven forever. The only way that we can have the resurrection of our bodies to eternal life. Jesus says, come all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He invites those who are weak and ill and sick with sin and recognize their own inability to save themselves and to get out of this, which is death. Those who recognize this, he invites to come and to find their rest in him. And our Lord invited Marjorie, too, to find her rest in Jesus. He invited Marjorie 89 years ago to come and find rest in Jesus on February 4th, 1934, when after she was born, on the same day she was born again, that same day in her baptism, when she was marked with the name of the triune God and given the washing that our Lord instituted before he ascended into heaven, the washing that applied his death on the cross to her and marked her with his name and said, I make my commitment to you, even though you are weak and helpless and you're just a baby. I make my commitment to you to claim you as my own, so that you may know that it wasn't dependent on your work, on your effort, on your labor, but on mine. I came to claim you as my own, to mark you with my name and adopt you into my family. And the Lord continued his work on Marjorie, continued to call her to keep finding rest in him. As she was instructed in the Lord's word, and was finally brought to the rite of confirmation, where she confessed her faith at age 14 in 1948, right up here in Fort Wayne, publicly confessing that Jesus was her Savior, confessing what he had already done for her and that he had washed her in his blood. She continued to confess this faith, to go to church, to bring her family to church when she had children. And I had the privilege of meeting Marjorie when she would come to the service that I would do at Ossian Healthcare. She still, even though she was in a nursing home, couldn't get around as much as she used to, couldn't do the things that she was used to doing, couldn't be at the home she was used to having with the animals that she loved and the family that she loved. She still wanted to come and hear the Lord's word. And she was there faithfully hearing the word of the Lord and desired to be there. And then one day, when I was giving communion to my members, those whom I had taught and instructed and were under my pastoral care, and I had responsibility for them before God. And it's important for that to happen because one can take the Lord's Supper to one's own harm. And so I was giving communion to those who had been instructed and taught. Well, then Marjorie came, and I didn't know Marjorie. I hadn't instructed her. I didn't know her. She wanted to take communion too. And so I invited her to talk with me, and we would go through again what the word of the Lord said. And that didn't put her off. Marjorie was a Christian. She was willing to continue to study the Lord's word, to hear the word of her Savior again, to study it, and not say, oh no, that's a burden, I was already confirmed, I don't want to hear it again. No, that wouldn't be the attitude of a Christian. Marjorie was a Christian, and she wanted to keep hearing the Lord's word, to hear again what her Savior had done for her, what he had done for her in dying on the cross, in living a perfect life in her place, and then coming to her personally and individually and washing her in baptism and making her his own, and then learning again what our Lord gives in his supper when he gives us his body and blood. She was glad to have that and have me come into her room in the nursing home and go over this week after week until the day that we finished, and she was willing to even come here, be brought here to our sanctuary and confess her faith right about there where her body lies right now. And confess her faith in Jesus, again in the rite of confirmation, and take the Lord's body and blood with us, with the rest of his saints gathered here, to receive the forgiveness of her sins once again, as she received the body and blood shed for her on the cross, to say to her, your sins are forgiven. You have been washed in the blood of Jesus. You are one for whom Christ died, and Christ now gives you what was shed on the cross to open the way for you to be in heaven. And every time she received the Lord's Supper, that day and then months afterward as well, she was receiving a foretaste of the feast to come. She was receiving a foretaste of being with Jesus forever. And now she is with Christ. Because she remained in Christ, she did not deny him. She continued to hear his call, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And she found her rest in Jesus. And she is living in that rest right now. Marjorie could have been angry with God after all that she had been through, after she endured the death of her husband, but also the death of a daughter at a younger age, and also the death of a granddaughter. And she expressed great love for her family and spoke of them often to me. But even the loss of family members did not cause her to be angry with God. In the face of the evils of this world, evils that are the result of sin in this world, she was not angry with God, but she wanted her Lord and his word. She wanted the forgiveness that our Lord provides, because our Lord did not abandon us to suffering in this world. He came into it and suffered the punishment for all our sins on the cross and said, "Here is the answer. Believe in me. Receive my forgiveness because I am the only way for you to have life." In the face of the evils of this world, people are tempted to reject God and give up on him. But our Lord says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Come to me when you see the evils in this world. Come to me and see that I have come into this evil and suffering, and I have suffered it. I have suffered hell for you on the cross because he, Jesus, was forsaken by the Father on the cross for you in your place so that you do not have to go to hell. And he is the only way for a person not to go to hell. Because all those who have rejected Christ will be there. But all those who have heard Jesus' call, like Marjorie, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And believe in Christ and are washed in his name and confess his name, like Marjorie did. They will be with Christ forever. And not only that, but their bodies will be raised on the last day. The body that will be laid to rest, this body here, on the last day when Jesus comes again, will rise to a new life. Marjorie will rise with a glorified body, and her body and her soul will be reunited. And she will be with Christ forever, with all those who have died in Christ. That day is coming. That day when all who are in Christ will see the final and complete rest that Jesus promised. They will rest from their labors. And Marjorie right now is resting from her labors, resting from the battle against sin and the devil, from the battle against unbelief, against envy and hatred, resting from all the temptations that Satan throws against every person. She is resting in Christ. She has finished her course in faith and now rests, because during this life she found her rest, her life and her hope in Jesus. And she today, if she were to come down and speak to us, she would tell you, her friends, her family members, that she wants you to find your rest in Christ. That this rest is better than any others. That Jesus is the only way and the only hope. That she wants you to be with her on the last day in body and soul, when Christ returns for all who are belong to him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Marjorie found rest in Jesus. And Jesus issues that same call to every person here, to come and find your rest in Jesus, to receive his forgiveness in baptism, to receive his forgiveness in his body and blood, to be part of his church, and to look forward to the resurrection of your bodies with all his saints. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We rise for prayer. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father, who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gate of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give to the family of Marjorie and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that, casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life, with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive our thanks for Marjorie and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life.
Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to light. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Lord, be with you. Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, you gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with a certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life, and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. May God the Father, who created this body, may God the Son, who by his blood redeemed this body, may God the Holy Spirit, who by baptism sanctify this body to be his temple, keep these remains to the day of the resurrection of all flesh. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, by the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, you destroyed death. By his rest in the tomb, you sanctified the graves of your saints. And by his bodily resurrection, you brought life and immortality to light, so that all who die in him abide in peace and hope. Receive our thanks for the victory over death and the grave that he won for us. Keep us in everlasting communion with all who wait for him on earth, and with all in heaven, who are with him. For he is the resurrection and the life, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord bless you. The Lord make his face shine upon you.